Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Happy to be with you again this evening. Today, my guest is India. India is a communications coordinator. Hi, India. Thank you for being here today.
Hi, Kimmy. No problem. It's such a pleasure being invited to your podcast.
So, like I was saying, India, you are very multifaceted. So we are very lucky to have you and the multitude of specialties that you have aboard here on Early Accountability. We are trying to, our guests are really sharing just nuggets of experience from their personal life and professional experience to help individuals in the beginning stages of organizing or executing goals that they may have for themselves. So why don't you start just by introducing yourself, you know, telling a little bit background of who you are, the different projects and things that you work on now, just so people can get a better feel for what all you have to offer.
Okay, where do I start? I am a graduate of IUPUI. I graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in Communication Studies with a certificate in broadcasting. So that's my educational background and kind of where I've got the passion to do all of these other passion projects that I do for free, because I just feel that I love doing it and you don't always have to get paid to do the things that you love. I am a communication coordinator for Purdue Extension, which is an affiliate of Purdue University. So I do their press releases, any of their marketing and promotional items, brochures, flyers, things of that nature. That is all from me, as well as the social media management aspect. That's also me. I started my own lifestyle blog with my wife. It's called Dude, We're Married. And that kind of came about because I really wanted to show the world that same-sex couple is just as normal as a heterosexual couple. We aren't hypersexualized. We don't do anything that's super awesome and super cool. We're not traveling the world in bikinis 24/7, 365. You know, we're at the grocery store in sweats and slippers, and we're not always perfect looking. So that's how Dude, We're Married came about. And from that, I've had the privilege of working with Black Bloggers United. And we started a chapter here in Indianapolis about 2 years ago. I'm coming in on my second term as regional director. And if you haven't heard about Black Bloggers United, it is a community of bloggers, of people of color who come together and they share their experiences and they help curate different pieces. It's so much talent to be had in the African-American community that when we get together, it's nothing but greatness, in my opinion. I'm also working on a podcast that just started. We just finished recording episode 3. Actually, it's called Single, Gay, and Married, the podcast. And each descriptor actually has a podcast member behind it. So single is my good friend Daniela. Gay is obviously me. And then married. Married is my older sister, J. Nicole, or Jessica to me, because she's my older sister. But we get together on Sunday nights and we talk about our week and what happened and talk about hot topics. And we actually had a reader comment and write into us this past week. And she really wanted our insight on a topic that she'd been going through. And that was the first time that ever happened. So that was really exciting because we just really wanted to create a space where the everyday Black woman could just get together and bring everything to the table, whether it was celebrating each other about, you know, accomplishments, Black Panther coming to theaters, things like that, or if it was, you know, calling a spade and getting the real out of a situation. So all of these projects have really, really been great to me over the past about 2.5, 3 years. So that is me and all of my mini projects in a nutshell.
Oh, that's good. You have some great things and you definitely are a social influencer, especially the dialogue you're having or creating, the space you're creating for individuals who are not only in the LGBT community, but who may also be advocates. I would say, I think I believe you create a space and platform where people can also be supporters and just get a greater understanding. So I feel like there's a lot of education too with what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your blogging, just like you said, helping people understand perspective that you're still a human being and things of that nature. One, I wanted to say, when it comes down to it, what kind of causes do you feel you're most passionate about?
I would definitely say inclusion is something that is very near and dear to my heart, because out of every single thing you could be discriminated against, I am. I'm an African-American woman. I'm a woman, period. And I'm also LGBT. So it's like everything that could go wrong, quote unquote, did go wrong in me. So when I think of people not accepting others for who they are, or not helping to open doors and make people more inclusive for everyone, it really just grinds my gears when it's so easy to be a kind human being. It's right. Like you don't have to go out of your way to be mean and or spiteful or put someone down. So inclusivity is something that I fight for every day. It's not something that I'm necessarily an expert at, or I do it very well, because sometimes I have moments where I say, I probably should have stood up for myself, or I should have said a little bit more in the moment, but happens on different levels with different situations.
Right.
Yeah, I think that would be the top. Yeah, the big one.
What advice would you give to someone? So how you started, dude, we're married. Let's say someone else has, it's kind of like you, they belong to a lot of different groups that might not be, you know, part of the status quo or mainstream. What advice would you give for someone who has more of a unique passion project they want to start or execute? And what kind of made you say, we're going to do we're married, we're going to get this blog up and going? Kind of talk through that.
So we first didn't want to start a blog necessarily. We just wanted to find people online who were maybe a little more in the game than we were, had been married longer, you know, had different trials and tribulations, and were had an online presence that we could go to for not necessarily guidance, but hey, this couple's going through this too. Like, it's normal, you know, soft advice, you know, maybe through storytelling instead of 5 ways to do this and 10 ways to do that. More of a, so today this happened to me and this is how me and my wife navigated it. And we could not find it. We couldn't find not one single blog that was about two African-American queer women being married. Not one. And I said, oh my gosh, I looked at my wife and I said, are we going to have to be the people that we were looking for?
Right. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You know, like, are we ready for that? And we just started making graphics and making logos. And I began to create content and think about how we could say it, what we should say, where we should publish it. And it was a rolling snowball from there. So it's kind of like becoming your own hero almost, because I've always wanted to see a Black couple, just two women thriving and looking like they're enjoying life and they're unapologetic about it. We're not sorry that we're in love. We're not sorry for holding our hands in front of you. Just here it is. And that's it. So once it began to grow and we got all of these subscribers, we're making all of these impressions and our reach was so great, I was like, oh my gosh, I think we're becoming like a little bit of a big deal. It's almost like being a bigger fish in a small pond.
A little bit of a big deal. A big deal. You can claim it.
You know, it happened literally overnight, because I want to say we launched in December of 2016, but we had started in September. So by the summertime in 2017, people would come up to us and say, hey, you're due, we're married. And we'd be like, oh my gosh, we are due, we're married. Hi, how are you? Like, so now we're super juiced and we just energized. And I think that's one of the main things that kind of keeps me going, because it is hard to stay motivated and inspired. You know, content doesn't always just come to you, but when you get messages like that and interactions like that, it kind of just recharges your batteries and makes you realize this is why I was doing it, so that younger women who think they may be curious, or they know for sure that they want to be with another woman, know that there are other people out doing it, and it's not a big deal, and it's okay, and it's awesome, and it's healthy. It's not toxic. It's not jealous. It's not any of those things. It's like one big sleepover with your best friend.
I think that's great. What, I guess, you all had a lot of momentum, like you said, going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much time were you all putting in your project, your blog, the social media? Like, would you say maybe, were you putting in a certain amount of time daily? Were you putting in a certain amount of time weekly? How did you keep that ball rolling?
It was definitely a daily thing with social media, but a way that I kind of curtailed that exhaustive experience, because the first 2 months were exactly that. I was always posting in the now instead of batch processing, which I didn't learn until maybe 6 months into Do We're Married. Batch processing for me, sitting down on a Tuesday night and knocking out 4 posts, scheduling out those 4 posts on our Squarespace, knowing that they're going to post on that Thursday for the next 4 weeks. Then on Thursday night, you know, I'm sitting for another 2 to 3 hours and I'm just making graphics, because the first time we made graphics, they were coming out that starting that next day. So we were up all night making graphics. I want to say we only made 31 of them. So after that, after that experience, we were like, okay, we got to get a better way to process this and get a set schedule. And I'm all about organization. So we started to batch process on Thursday nights for the graphics. If we needed a different landing page for something, if we needed a different logo, all of that was done on Thursday nights. All of the content writing for the blog posts were done on Tuesday nights. It was a set schedule because it's easier.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you all created a schedule of when you create, you did content, when you did marketing, you kind of really had, you put some focus in what you were doing. Because I know it's very easy, especially with blogging, to kind of get, okay, I need to go run and do this. Then you'd be like, oh, you see this part that needs to be fixed. And you run and try to do that. And then you've kind of gotten sidetracked. Although you're doing stuff, you're still kind of getting in that hamster running on a wheel type thing.
And it will exhaust you.
Absolutely. So I think that's really good. Do you all still stick with that to this day? Certain days?
Certain days. I want to say all of my other projects have kind of pushed past Do We're Married. And so I'm now thinking of different ways to revamp it. I'm thinking I want more videos because that's less time. I can edit a lot faster a video than I can words. So now we're just revamping and reimagining how Do We're Married can function on a way that is not so much time spent, but still just
and video is everything right now.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, video is huge right now as far as engagement.
Mm-hmm. And they want to see how you all interact. That's some feedback that we got, because I love asking our followers, like, what do you want to see? Do you want to see us do pranks on each other? Do you want to see us, what our date nights look like? So they wanted to see more of the date nights and not my pranks, because I don't think they think I'm funny. And I think I am hilarious, Kimmy. I crack myself up.
Yes, well, see, just knowing you and your wife, I think y'all both are funny. And I do think y'all have a great dynamic with each other. And I've always enjoyed being around you and Treese, and just backdrop. Like, I know you all from Black Bloggers United, and you all have done, like, what you've done is really great. And I think it's so nice to see how so supportive Treese is of you. Yes, she's so supportive. But the event where I met you at, what was it called? Was it Bay?
Yes, Bay. Blogging ain't easy. See, we were just talking about how not easy blogging is. It's exhaustive. Don't plan it.
Why don't you tell about that event? Because I think that was phenomenal. And really, like, I've been to a lot of blogging conferences and a lot of blogging events, but that literally is truly, and I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you right now, it really was one of the best ones I've been to.
Oh.
It was so well organized. It was so well executed. I made a lot of connections and it felt very organic and just fun. So I wanted you to talk about that event, how you kind of had the idea to do it. Talk a little bit about, like, the sponsorships or things you were able to get for that event to host it?
Okay, yeah. So Blogging Ain't Easy was my first event as a regional director. And planning that event was not easy. It was so touch and go for a really long time. But I had the idea to kind of do a networking event that was not so serious. Because a lot of the times I think bloggers, content creators, creatives, whatever, you know, title they want to give themselves in their work, I think a lot of the time they feel they have to come and dress the best and have everything that they're going to say planned out because they want to be polished and the image that they want to give to the world needs to be put together, which to each his own. But I wanted to create an event and a space where you can just come and there's drinks provided. You can just kick back and you can just talk about how hard it is to be so Instagram ready all the time, to be so perfectly eloquent all the time in your blog post, and to be around people who get it. You're talking to another blogger. Oh, yes, I know. Batch processing is, oh, it's a lifesaver. But I hate sitting at my computer for 8 hours on a Monday writing out 5 blog posts. That's a real thing. But I feel as bloggers, we get kind of touchy-feely about saying that's a non-bloggers. You don't want to tell someone that you may want a sponsorship from or may want to do a partnership with that you hate doing batch processing on Monday nights. You wish you can just drink wine and watch your favorite shows. But you can say that to a fellow blogger. So that's where that event idea came from. And not, well, she's not necessarily my boss, but the founder of BBU, she loved it. She said, okay, India, I know you're going to make it happen, so run with it. I said, I'm going to contact Punch Bowl Social. She said, ooh, girl, you're shooting for the stars. I said, yeah, I know. But they are going to give me the event. They're going to give me the venue. They're going to give me the food. They're going to give me the drinks. They're just going to give it to me for free. I told this to Victoria, and she said, okay, if anybody has a way with words, India, it's you. And so I reached out, and they were not necessarily standoffish, but they were slower to respond. And so I got a little nervous and I said, okay, I'm going to be more distinct and clear in my goals for this event and what I can bring to Punch Bowl Social instead of coming off as, can I have your venue for free? Oh, and can you provide drinks and food too for about 50 people and games? Okay, thanks. So instead, I thought, let's turn self-interest into mutual interest. I brought it to them in a way that, in my honest opinion, was absolutely true. Black Bloggers United has over 500,000 members. So we are a very strong community. We are a diverse community. So you're reaching a different audience if you partner with us and sponsor this event. We also have over 2 million monthly unique visitors to our web pages and all of our social medias combined. At least 50 million people are going to see that these Black bloggers are having a great time at Punch Bowl Social. And at the time, they were opening up 2 other Punch Bowl Social locations where we had BBU chapters. So I went down that route. I said, if this one goes great, you can contact this regional director and this city and state and this one and that one. So I feel like I spread the wealth. And I told them that this not only benefits me, but this benefits you as well because you'll be reaching a different demographic. Your target market can be expanded because now all of these people know that they can come here and have a great time, have great drinks, have great food. And it's a nice, inclusive atmosphere.
And it was.
And
wonderful.
Yes. And they, everything that I said I wanted, and I bolded it in the email too. I was so bold as to bold what I wanted.
Yes.
And they said, okay.
And you got it all.
Yep. Got it all. Good. Got it all. But I do think that it was due to my research because I looked at their website at least 20 times a day in crafting my email. So the language in my email, some of it was verbatim from their website. So they had something on there about handcrafted cocktails and mixologists who are here to give you a different experience. It was very specific language that I put in the email. So it's, you know, aligning that. It was a really, really great partnership. It was a really great partnership.
So it sounds like, I know at least from it, and I'm going to make sure we have pictures from your in this post because I don't even know that words alone do it justice, because it was just such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. Yeah, what I got from it is you definitely have the art of perfecting the pitch, yes, and securing the sponsorship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So if someone wanted to contact you for services, I know those are two things I caught that you're able to do. I know there's probably a multitude of other things. Like you say, you are in communications and you do a lot with social media in your job. Mm-hmm. What kind of services, freelance services, do you offer? And how would someone go about getting in contact with you to secure your services? Because I know they work and I could attest firsthand that you are very, very talented in what you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I would definitely say services that I can provide are social media services. I know how to move an image, if that makes any sense. Getting it to the right audience, promoting it the right way. I'm fluent in almost every social media app that's out there. Words are also very important to me. So if you're needing help crafting anything from a resume to a cover letter to your About Me section on a blog that you're launching, I'm your go-to gal. I'm also very talented with photography. I take a lot of myself and my wife's pictures for our blog. And if I do have a photographer that is external that takes them, I know how to get it for free, because I can word it in a way that they're a sponsor for something that is a much, much bigger picture, which they always love. Photographers are always trying to get their name out there. But I do think my biggest service is probably connecting people. So if you're needing to find a photographer, if you're needing to find a makeup artist, if you're needing to find someone for your podcast, I probably know a person and can get you in touch with someone who can take you to the level that you want to be at. I can be contacted via any social media that you can find me through any of the projects I talked about. So Dude We're Married for Facebook and Instagram. It's also a website, dudewearemarried.com. You can reach me through there. The SGM podcast is also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And Black Bloggers United is also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I have a specific one for our chapter. It's at BBU Indianapolis. So there are a multitude of different channels where you can get in touch with me if you have any questions, or if you just want to chit chat about a project that you're trying to start. I have time. Absolutely. I have time.
Yeah. You sound like you would really do well, too. Like you said, with the startups, people who are just kind of starting to try to want to get their passion project up or want to host like this just bomb event, shut down all events before.
Oh, please stop it.
Great job. You did a really good job. I can't say that enough.
Thank you.
So what would you say, India, is your personal mantra that you live by, your quote or saying? What is it that motivates you or keeps you going on the day?
I would definitely say a saying that I just recently heard of. I've never seen Eat, Pray, Love, and apparently it came out like 5 years ago or something, but it's my wife's favorite movie. And she finally got me to sit down and watch it completely through. And there are little Italian phrases throughout that movie that just spoke to me. I'm really bad at Italian, but I'm going to try it because I think your listeners absolutely deserve to hear me mess up this Italian, okay? Here we go. So it's La gioia di non fare nulla. And that means the joy of doing nothing. The joy of doing nothing. I do so many things all the time that I used to feel that if I wasn't researching something or learning something new or reading a book or engaging with my followers, that I was wasting my time. And my wife felt the same way. She would always think, oh, we're laying down in bed, just not doing anything, watching TV. And after we both watched that movie together, we appreciate those little moments. We like, let's just sit here and just look at how the sun looks on the walls or look at the moon and just not do anything and be perfectly okay with it. Because I feel like sometimes, you know, you get caught up in the motion of pushing your dreams and going where it takes you, that you never get to just stop and take a breath and look around like, oh, I've accomplished so much and I have so much left to do. But you can't do that if you don't recharge those batteries. So
absolutely. So self-care has to be number one.
Yes. So I'm all about doing nothing whenever I can. I'm capitalizing on it, Kimmy, and I'm not doing anything.
You gotta recharge. You gotta be fueled
Yes, yes. Phone dead in another room. It does not matter to me. I'm relaxing. I have my wine, my popcorn.
I love it. That's good. That's perfect. I like it. Well, India, thank you so much for your time, because I know your time is precious. So thank you for, you're a busy, busy woman, so gracing us with your presence on this podcast. I know it's been of great help to me. I've enjoyed watching all that you've done, working with you. And I know that everything you gave would be so helpful to the listeners. So thank you again.
Well, thank you.
And I hope to have you as a guest again some other time, because I know you have so many gems you can give.
Yes, yes. Invite me back. I will come. I always have time for you, Kimmy.
Yes, thank you. So dudewearemarried.com.
Yes, dudewearemarried.com, primary contact form where you can reach me almost immediately.
Yay! Thank you again. Until next time.
Alrighty. Good night.
Night.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.